Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Plane crash on Saturday results in two people hospitalized. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Saturday afternoon, two people were taken to the hospital following a single-engine plane that crashed just after taking off from the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport, according to the Gillette News Record. Sheriff's deputies were called to the scene at about noon, where they learned the 60-year-old pilot had attempted to take off when the plane hit a hay bale and crashed into a field just south of the airport, under Sheriff Quentin Reynolds said. The Gillette News Record reported the 60-year-old and one passenger, a 46-year-old woman, were removed from the plane by firefighters, according to the Campbell County Fire Department press release. Both were taken to Campbell County Memorial Hospital with injuries. Reynolds said the woman was then flown by air ambulance to Colorado in stable condition. Airport employees called the National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration and were advised that because the crash was located off the runway on private property, employees should put caution tape around the area until people with those agencies arrive. College scholarships help fill Wyoming high-demand worker pipeline. Fall semester is just weeks away, and many adults age 24 and older are tapping into up to $7,200 in scholarships to start or finish a college degree or certificate. Ben Moritz of the Wyoming Community College Commission says the Kickstart Wyoming's Tomorrow Scholarship can be a pathway to good-paying, high-demand jobs. Colleges have teamed up with businesses across the state to create credential programs that give students the training they need to succeed in a wide range of fields. Quote, they need welders, they need construction workers, they need folks for wind farms. Having that certificate, that short-term credential, which you can complete in 3 to 6 months, a lot of times that's what they're looking for, said Moritz. The Kickstart Wyoming's Tomorrow Scholarship Initiative was passed by state lawmakers in 2021, but the endowment has just 30 of the $50 million needed to launch. Lawmakers approved funding in this year's session to get money to students who need financial aid now through a bridge program. Moritz says residents should ask their local college's financial aid office about Kickstart Wyoming's Tomorrow. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.